It's the last week of 2011. Actually, it's December 27th, 2011. This is DJ Bennett from the Kill Radio News team, and this is the weekly news and review, which I get as an email from harpers.org. You too can get it. Next week will be the 2011 year in review here, which I always enjoy sharing. Because, you know, the only way you remember a year is by its news events, right? What was the major news event of this year? The Occupy movement, the Arab Spring, the end of the war in Iraq? I don't know. Anyway, this news was posted by Jeremy Keen on 27 December, and this is the news of the preceding week. After weeks of infighting, Congress passed a two-month extension of the payroll tax cut. House Republicans, who had rejected a nearly identical measure days earlier, were left divided over the stopgap measure, which pitted recently elected lawmakers seeking major reforms against party veterans. When you start making decisions based on elections, said Representative Mo Brooks, Republican of Arizona, then you run the risk of having the mess we just did. Now, let's just be clear about this. The Republicans have basically had an attitude of do nothing this entire time, since their goal, they have stated endlessly, is to make Obama a one-term president. Their answer to every single dilemma is do nothing. And with the teabaggers, the so-called tea partiers, demanding that we change the government because they hate the government. Why do they even want to run for the government if they hate it so much? You know? And what's going to come next? President Barack Obama also signed into law a $1 trillion spending bill, warning that he reserved the right to challenge certain provisions promoted by Republicans, such as a prohibition on using the money to repatriate prisoners from Guantanamo Bay. Obama took a break from campaigning for the passage of the bills to purchase video games for his daughters for Christmas. "The girls beat me every time on these dance games," said Obama. "I get graded F every time." Now, that old pisspot, John McCain, then replied, "The past four presidents I served under exerted a lot more leadership than going shopping." And Sarah Palin criticized the Obama family holiday card for failing to show American Christmas values of family, faith, and freedom. Though the whole story of that is that none of the president's Christmas cards show all that stuff. The picture on the White House Christmas card this year was the dog sleeping by the fire. That's not so different from Reagan's cards, from the first Bush's cards, from Clinton's cards, and from the second Bush's cards. It's just that because Obama does it, it's evil. Adultery website Ashley Madison endorsed Newt Gingrich for president. Ron Paul stormed off an interview set after being asked about racist newsletters issued in his name during the 1980s and 90s. And, of course, then he's been getting, you know, white power parties and KKKers and Nazis supporting him, which he accepts their support. But it's based on things he used to say. And this guy, Ron Paul, used to be a doctor, too. I mean, that's, I don't know. Representative Jim Sensenbrenner, Republican from Wisconsin, apologized to First Lady Michelle Obama for referring to her large posterior and big butt while complaining about the First Lady's healthy eating initiatives. Of course, if Laura Bush had done that, nobody'd complain. A Florida woman was arrested after calling 911 to report having eaten too much. Rapper Slim Duncan was murdered in Alabama after a fight over stolen candy. Here we go. Now, this is what you want to get for Christmas. Flooding in the Philippines killed at least 1,200 people and left another 60,000 homeless. This is the worst Christmas gift one can receive, said a Filipino man with eight children who lost his home in the flood. There is no Christmas, said the mayor of Cagayan de Oro. A bombing by the Islamist militant group Boko Haram killed at least 25 worshippers at a Christmas mass outside Abuja. 68 people were killed in clashes between Boko Haram and Nigerian government forces. And Kenya killed 15 people in two air raids on Islamist-held regions of Somalia. A wave of 16 bombings killed 69 people in one day in Baghdad. Two suicide bombers killed 44 people in Damascus. Syrian state television claimed that al-Qaeda was responsible for the attacks, while opposition leaders claimed Bashar al-Assad's regime was responsible. And, of course, there were the typical... I saw at least two. There were probably more reports of, you know, family slayings, you know, murder-suicides with members of... it happened at least twice with five people killed in both instances, both here in the United States. Christmas. Time to die. Former cricket star Imran Khan drew more than 100,000 Pakistanis to a rally in Karachi for democratic reform. Good for him. And more than 50,000 Russians marched in Moscow calling for their country's parliamentary elections to be rerun. Interpol issued an arrest warrant for Jean-Claude Moss, founder of a French company that sold breast implants filled with below medical grade silicone in 65 countries. He was arrested for drunk driving in Costa Rica. He was a butcher selling ham and sausage before he started this line of work, said a former associate of Moss's. The French government offered to pay for 30,000 women to have the implants removed. Meanwhile, astronomers posited that two newly discovered Earth-sized planets are, in fact, the roasted remains of bodies that were formerly much larger. And 1 in 100 Britons was found to be descended from pirates. Following a very jolly winter solstice ceremony, Rollo Moffling, Archdruid of Stonehenge, argued that 2012... would be a good year, while authorities in Mexico began the year-long countdown to December 21, 2012, which some people, the kind you call idiots, believe is predicted by an ancient Mayan stone tablet to be the date of apocalypse. Regardless whether the threat of December 21, 2012 is real or not, survivalist Yang Muffins wrote recently on survivalguide2012.org, there is no harm in being prepared. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Being prepared for something that's not going to happen is harm. Men with voices judged by women to be sexy were found to be less fertile. Fame was found to increase the risk of death among rock stars. And rock stars were found not to be in greatest peril at 27, the age at which Amy Winehouse, Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Brian Jones, and numerous other musicians died. Heroin, dating to 1928, was discovered in the National British Archives. A South Carolina man died from eating an ounce of cocaine out of his brother's bum after the two were arrested and thrown in the back of a police car. He ate an ounce of cocaine and it killed him. Researchers in Nova Scotia, out of his bum, researchers in Nova Scotia found that binge drinking is contagious. Watch that, you winos. Pick your friends and lovers carefully, said Dr. Simon Sherry, because they influence you more than you think. Residents of Raikouzen Takata decorated for Christmas the miracle pine that was the only one of a stand of 70,000 pine trees to survive the massive earthquake and tsunami in Japan earlier this year. And Georgians refused to fell pine trees for Christmas. Dutch and Ethiopian researchers discovered that boswellia trees, from which frankincense is made, are in steep decline, lead researcher, Dr. Franz Bongers, said frankincense is doomed. Frankincense is doomed. All right, well, that brief summary of the news. We'll just have to stand for the last news report from Kill Radio for 2011. Think critically, please. Think harder. Think more. Use your brains. Use your critical judgment. Don't believe something just because I read it to you on Kill Radio. Research. Do your own research. Do your own thinking. So I guess I will say, listen to killradio.org. And hey, The Chill Room, my musical program, is every Friday night here on Kill Radio at 11 p.m. Thanks for listening. And think more to think better.